in the limelight.
U.S. President Donald Trump has arrived in India on his first official visit to the country amid strained relations between Washington and New Delhi over a trade dispute. Donald Trump landed in the western city of Ahmedabad, the hometown of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, on Monday, 24th of February, on a two-day trip which will focus on deepening of bilateral ties. The U.S. president left Washington on Sunday, predicting that many millions would greet him on his visit to Narendra Modi. According to local media, some people said Modi's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP, had offered them 200 Indian rupees. That is equivalent to $4.50 each to be present at Donald Trump's rally. His visit comes following days of protests in the country over a new citizenship law which offers a path to Indian citizenship for religious minorities in neighboring countries, but excludes Muslims. On Monday, Indian police resorted to tear gas and smoke grenades to disperse thousands of protesters in New Delhi. Protesters have been camping out continuously in several parts of the capital over the last 2 months. We now present you an interesting article written by staff writers of the British newspaper The Guardian under the heading New Delhi Rocked by Deadly Protest During Trump's India Visit. Please stay with us for more. U.S. President Donald Trump's visit to New Delhi was overshadowed by deadly protests over a new citizenship law, which many believe discriminates against Indian Muslims. As Muslim and Hindu groups clashed violently and the death toll rose to 9. The bloody violence, which has left the streets of northeast Delhi in flames and continued to escalate recently, has so far left 1 policeman and 8 civilians dead, and over 150 injured. Donald Trump failed on Tuesday, 25th of February, to strike any major trade deal with India at the end of the visit, big on photo opportunities but short on substance and overshadowed by deadly riots. According to Agence France-Presse, speaking after talks in the Indian capital with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the US president claimed only that they had made tremendous progress towards a comprehensive agreement and that he was optimistic that we can reach a deal. Whilst minor compared to his trade war with China, Donald Trump has imposed tariffs on Indian steel and aluminium and suspended duty-free access for certain goods in an effort to cut the $25 billion US trade deficit with Asia's third biggest economy. Under pressure to deliver ahead of elections in November, Donald Trump has pressed for greater access to the vast Indian market of 1.3 billion people for US dairy producers, makers of medical goods, and for motorcycles. But Narendra Modi, who has a lot in common with Donald Trump with his Make in India mantra, echoing Trump's America First slogan, has responded with higher tariffs on US goods, including $600 million worth of Californian almonds. Donald Trump, at least in public, stopped short of voicing unease about the citizenship law that has raised concerns abroad, including in Washington, about the direction of India under Narendra Modi. The law, which critics say forms part of Modi's plan to remold secular India as a Hindu nation has sparked weeks of protests and violence, including in New Delhi on Monday, 24th of February, and Tuesday, 25th. Local media reported a standoff between supporters and opponents of the law, and the standoff degenerated into running battles between Hindus and Muslims on the northeastern fringes of the megacity of 20 million people. The new protests began in Khajuri in northeast New Delhi, when a Hindu mob violently descended on a group of Muslim protesters. The group had been peacefully blocking a local road for several days in protest against the controversial new law. The Hindu group reportedly threw stones and began beating the Muslim demonstrators. Stones were thrown at shops, cars and petrol stations in areas of Khajuri and Bajanpura were set alight, as were Hindu temples and Muslim prayer grounds. The police responded with tear gas and grenades and were reportedly firing Molotov cocktails at the clashing groups. As the violence continued on Tuesday, 25th of February, Chief Minister of New Delhi, Arvind Kejriwal, urged people to keep the peace as he held a meeting with Union Home Minister Amit Shah, local politicians and officials from the violence-hit areas. At a joint press conference between Donald Trump and Narendra Modi on Tuesday afternoon, no mention was made of religious freedom, authoritarianism, or the continued unrest in India, particularly in New Delhi. Instead, the pair focused on their efforts to make a trade deal, though they said discussions were in their infancy. According to the Guardian newspaper, Donald Trump claimed, "I'm optimistic we can reach a deal of great importance to both countries." Narendra Modi has been grappling with continuing domestic unrest since his Bharatiya Janata Party or BJP government passed the Citizenship Amendment Act or CAA in December, which grants citizenship for refugees of every major South Asian religion except Muslims. Indian government's critics say, in conjunction with a planned National Register of Citizens, the law will make India's Muslim community aliens in their own country, and weakened the secular foundations of India by making religion the basis of citizenship. The Anti-Citizenship Amendment Act, demonstrations which have taken place in almost every major Indian city over the past 3 months and show no signs of abating, have been met with increasingly authoritarian measures, including incidents of mass arrests and harassment of the Muslim community, and reports of torture of activists, protesters, and innocent Muslim bystanders. Narendra Modi's government is accused of encouraging religious intolerance and seeking to transform India into a Hindu state. Donald Trump's administration also has been facing accusations of religious bigotry and racism at home for his travel ban on several Muslim-majority countries.